Will the audience please stand? When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he needed to go through Samaria to get there. Then he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Will the audience please be seated? There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask for a drink of me, who am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that said to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From where then have you that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come here to draw." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have well said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and he who you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah will come, which is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things." Jesus said unto her, "I that speak unto you am he." And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What do you seek, or why do you talk with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city, and said to the men, Come, see a man which told me all the things that I ever did. Is this not the Christ? Will the audience please stand? Then the men went out of the city and came to Jesus. In the meanwhile, his disciples urged him, saying, Master, eat. But he said to them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Therefore the disciples said one to another, Has anyone brought him anything at all to eat? Jesus said to them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not, There are yet 4 months, and then comes harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are already white to harvest. And he that reaps receives wages, and gathers fruit unto life eternal, that both he that sows and he that reaps may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that whereon you bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and you are entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on Jesus for the saying of the woman, which testified, He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans were come to him, they begged him that he would linger with them, and Jesus stayed there for 2 days. And many more believed because of Jesus' own words. And they said to the woman, Now we believe not because of your saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Will the audience please be seated?